This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kind of day that you've waited for years and years and years. This is going to be a day of exposure. This is going to be a day of the truth, justice, the American way, all of those things that are important, because I have spent the last several minutes looking over a 75-year-old catalog for Sunset vacuum cleaners. This is a machine list of the parts, and somebody paid $20 for this thing, which has in it an overview of how to wash a tank. So I thought you folks would be excited to know that as we get started here.
A tank? Like a military tank?
No, a tank that's in a washing machine. You know, those tubs? The tub that you put your washing machine, that you put your clothing into.
Okay.
That's a tub. You know, and they're a separate unit. And I've always wondered, how do you get them out if they're broken? Because they're sealed in the tub at the plant. You can't get them out. One of those things, built-in obsolescence. So I thought you'd all be excited to know that in the face of... Really?
Yeah, this is like way worse than scrap metal.
Really?
That was a good snore from somebody.
All right, so today is Victoria's last day. Moment of silence for Victoria Keelan.
It's not the 50s.
No, it's not. We've talked about marriage. We've talked about the wonder of love. I don't know what else there is to say except good luck.
Thank
and
you.
I don't even know that you need that because you have... I think that's, by the way, my father used to say that all the time. Good luck. Keep your health and good luck. is it luck?
That's boring. I'm going to give you better advice.
Okay.
Take the time to enjoy every single moment, and if you don't take a lot of pictures and send them to me and Kara, we'll come and track you down like a dog.
What sort of pictures do you want to see?
What do I want to see? I want to see her in her beautiful dress. I want to see pictures of the ceremony. I want to see pictures of the reception. I want to see pictures of the lounge afterwards. I want to see it all.
Really? And what will you do with those pictures, that information?
Look at them.
Yeah, we'll look at them and we'll chat.
Are you an alien? I mean, I know you like aliens, but are you actually an alien?
Well, guys don't really care about stuff like this. Girls want to see all of this, and after it's all done, said and done, so what? It's a memory that the two of them will keep it. Why would you be interested? What sort of curiosity?
Why would you know what? Yeah, why would we be invested in our friend's life and want to see, you know,
you know what, Victoria, we'll see
you
in a couple weeks. Don't yeah. Me anything.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Get out of here. How selfish is that, Dougie? Don't you
what do you mean selfish?
Why would that's we be interested in Victoria's day? Yeah, that's
attack.
Selfish.
You see? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm...
I mean, like, Doug, honestly, when the farm reopened, all of us were really excited for you, and that was, like, a big day for you, and there were a lot of cool things, and you had pictures on the Facebook page, and we all went and looked at them, and that was just a farm. So, I mean, I don't understand how you don't get this.
Oh, I do. I just like cranking all of you up. It's fun. It's 10 past the hour. The serious side of this, however, really and truly, honestly... From all of the deepest of all of our hearts, it's going to be swell. There I am with that word.
Oh,
the neatness of having somebody that you are convinced you can spend the rest of your life with and be compatible and loving and take care. It's one of the things that's most difficult for people, and I bet Jennifer's thought about this, is
well,
what
I've
happens.
Been there too. It's a horrible feeling, you know, knowing
you get
that,
older. What are you going to be with you when you're older?
No, I was going to say it's a horrible feeling marrying the wrong person.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice to know when you're not doing that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's not unique, but it's a rare feeling that you know to go through something like that and know, okay, this is not the right thing. So, yeah, it's really nice when it's the opposite.
I've had somebody in my life that I was very, very close to, and still am, who, at least on several occasions, when entering into that, knew that it was, as a matter of fact, the last time she got married, she said, I knew I was doing the wrong thing. And I said, why did you do it? She said, well, because everybody was there. It's what, you know.
I mean, I literally hyperventilated down the aisle. So it's a horrible feeling. And you just.
The first time you get married.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gone down the aisle the second time yet, so. But yeah, it's a horrible feeling.
You're not actually going down the aisle, are you? Or are you just going to stand up?
Well, no, I would say it's like a 10 or 12 foot aisle. It's a small aisle in a gazebo.
It's less time in case she hyperventilates again.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think, seriously, what it is, and Carrie, you haven't even begun to think about this, but I wonder what your folks think about this, and Jennifer, whether you've ever talked to your father about this. This is a big discussion topic at this point in my life with my children and me. And I don't have an answer to it. I think last night I went to a dinner and people were saying, wow, every time I see you, you look better and yada, 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 all that stuff. And I feel great. But at some point in time, maybe there will be the circumstance when you are alive but you can't take care of yourself. So what happens to people like that? I may or may not be in a relationship. And even if you are, why, the other side of it is, I suppose, why would you be in a relationship just to have somebody take care of you or expect you to take care of them or they to take care of you? But a lot of people, as they age, are thinking about that and have concerns about it. And I don't know that I've thought about it a little bit, but I haven't thought about it a lot. But do you have that in mind? What is the expression when you get married? You probably did your own vows, but for richer, poorer, for sickness and health and stuff. But do people really take that seriously? Do people think about what's going to happen going down the line? And at the end of the line, what will likely be the case? I've seen some what would be considered fabulously romantic endings to marriages where the husband took care of the wife or the wife took care of the husband. There's great romance in that because I think even though it can be horrible, it shows the love that some people can actually exhibit, bring forth for another human being. It seems for some almost impossible to imagine. But for others, that you really, and you have that spirit, you have that love. I mean, this is the beginning of your life. I don't want to fast forward you.
Wow, we've gone from doom to real doom. Now we're at death.
So just get ready. Happy wedding and get ready to change diapers.
Get ready to die. I know, right?
Well, but is that something you've talked about?
No. Okay. I mean, no, we just assume, you know, whoever's older or I don't know. I mean, however it works, no, we've never thought about that. I'd like to just get through my wedding before thinking about our death plans.
Okay.
I think about my parents, though. I mean, taking care of my parents at some point. You know, I'm the only daughter, and I think it is the daughter's job to do that. So, yeah, I think that, you know, Kara's lucky. She's got two sisters to sort of shoulder the burden with her when that happens. But, you know, if you're the only daughter, my mom is the only daughter, and she took care of my grandfather until, you know, he died a few years ago at 96, so, and he lived at home with us. So,
that's,
you know,
interesting. Do you think it's the daughter's job, you know, by nature, or do you think it's their job because it falls on them more often?
I'm surprised
they're more
to hear you say it, actually.
Yeah, because, really? I mean, true. My mom is the only daughter in her family, and when my grandmother was on her deathbed, she was at the hospital every day. She was doing all this stuff to take care of her. I don't think that she especially loved it, and I think that she would have liked more help from her brothers to do so because it was incredibly emotionally stressful and draining on her to do that. And I just...
It's hard.
It's not something that's ever occurred to me as a daughter that... Obviously, because I'm their daughter, I would partake and I would help, but I don't ever think of that as my job.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a tradition in my family that the daughters are always, you know, very close to the parents and take care of them. I mean, my grandmother did that, too. So
it's European.
Well, my mom, my parents are, my mom, this is on my mom's side. My dad's parents died when he was very young, so, but this is on my mom's side. This is the tradition. They've been here for a long time, so, I don't know.
It still stays in the family.
But I know a lot of, I mean, I know a lot of, I know a lot of families where the daughter takes care of the elderly parents. I mean, this, you know, if there's a brother around, sure, it's nice to help out. But I think brothers tend to, you know, they get married. It's that old saying, your daughter is your daughter for life and your son until he takes a wife. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, I think that that's a, there's a lot of truth to that.
I just think it's interesting because I think it does fall on the woman more often. So
yeah.
That's how it becomes a tradition. But it's kind of interesting to me that now it seems like the natural, you know, transition for the women in your family.
Let's say you get married later in life, or not. This is not about anybody who's here. This is about men and women, but more men who get married in their 60s to somebody who's in their 30s and have a baby, and the child, let's say, is in her 20s, if we're going to talk about women taking care of the parents. And the father is infirmed in his 80s or 90s, and the daughter is only in her 20s. Think about it that way, because there are more and more circumstances like that that exist as older men marry younger women.
In that situation, I don't think it would be the same, because I have a feeling that that man would not be very close to his daughter.
Mm-hmm. I think age separates them.
But if the wife or slash mother, if she's only in her 60s, then she'd be able to take care of him.
Yeah, but I think you kind of look at the case. I think Casey Kasem's a good example of that.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, of what happened and about the disagreements between how the treatment for him should have been doled out, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. There's an interesting survey of older men and what they have in terms of offspring. Older men seem to have geekier sons who are more aloof, have higher IQs, and more intense focus on their interests than the children that than sons that are born to young fathers. This is a bit of research done in England, 8,000 British twins were the subject of this, and the study suggests that having an older father may benefit children and boost their performance in subjects in secondary school, for example. So you're better off, if I'm reading this correctly, if you're an academic or choose that sort of a career. You have older parents, and why would that be, do you think? Is it the
conversation?
I wonder
if it's because your father
maturity?
Is more mature. Yeah, instead of having a father who's in his 20s and super into sports and other stuff like that.
And the
it might just be the things that the dad talks about are different.
Yeah, or maybe it was a survey done by men who want to catch a young wife.
That could also be it.
Let's see, never. Anyway, so, but it doesn't have the same impact on women, which I find, on daughters. I find that really quite interesting. And that children born to older men are more at risk of medical conditions as well.
I've heard that about autism. It's actually linked to the father's age, not really the mother's.
Yeah, right. Nothing worse than that old sperm, I'll tell you.
Look at that. Old sperm.
Hey, what are the day?
It's a new cologne, old sperm.
That sounds, that reminds me of me taking apart my toothbrush and cleaning it last night. Ugh. All right, enough of that. 20 minutes after the hour here.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The hour. The boss is in the music news today. Bruce Springsteen is reportedly going to stage an intimate Broadway residency this fall, performing 8 weeks of solo concerts at the Walter Kerr Theater in New York. He wants to play a small house, wants to try something more intimate. He likes the idea of being on Broadway, according to a story in one of the New York newspapers this week. Going to do 5 shows a week, starting in November, 8 weeks. This theater seats 975 people. Been unoccupied since the Broadway production of Amelie closed in May. I don't know, what was Amelie about?
Amelie was the movie. Amelie. It was a French movie that was very popular, subtitled, and then it became a Broadway musical.
Yeah, if you've ever seen, you know, the commercials with the roaming gnome on, what is it, Travelocity or whatever? Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where it came from. It came from the movie Amelie.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
But this is the smallest audience Bruce has played to since probably the 70s.
Yeah, since he got started.
Yeah.
The owner offered him the theater rent-free.
Of course.
Springsteen would get the ticket revenues. The theater would get the profits from sales of booze. I think that's pretty much the way it works anyway, doesn't it? Most of those places.
Whatever. I do think they pay rent. There's a part of the tickets. Yeah, ticket sales that pay rent, yeah. Because if they don't sell tickets, they close immediately.
Yeah.
Because they can't pay the rent, so.
So, this apparently is a precursor for a potential Broadway musical based on his book, Born to Run, which one of my friends gave me for Christmas.
Which one of my friends didn't read. I gave it to a friend, and the friend didn't read it. And the friend should read it, because every everything about this, that I've heard about this book tells me the friend would love it.
Okay.
Well, like on a deep philosophical level would love it.
Really? That's a friendly thing that you did then. Friend better wake up. All right, so that's the story of the boss going to Broadway. And next up, another aging rocker, Gene Simmons, attempting to trademark his favorite hand gesture. Excuse me. The sign language gesture for I love you and the symbol of rock on from frontman Gene Simmons of Kiss. He claims he used it first.
Long before deaf people.
Yeah. An application to trademark the hand gesture in which the index and pinky fingers are extended, the middle and ring finger are tucked down toward the palm, and the thumb is extended. I never really knew that meant I love you. I didn't know that.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's such a smart guy, though. He's getting himself back in the headlines. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, right.
This guy is so much more businessman than musician slash artist.
Yeah, I got to meet him a couple of months ago. He's got these restaurants now called Rockin' Brews. He's on it. He knows.
Is he?
A lot of props, yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Not a dummy.
Is he still with that beautiful woman? What was her name?
Yes, Shannon Tweedy.
They got married, didn't they?
Did they get married finally?
Eventually.
Yeah.
In fact, when he met me, he hugged me and he goes, "Don't tell my wife." And he's like, "I've got to hug you one more time, but then I have to go away. I don't want to get in trouble with my wife." He's so cute. He's like, he mentions her. It's very cute.
I always thought that she was absolutely gorgeous. There's something about her that just had the wholesome. And when I found out she was living with him, I was annoyed. For whatever the reason. All right, so that's the story of Gene Simmons and the Kiss sign language entanglement. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Life isn't always easy. It's not supposed to be. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Although you know deep down to your core that life is not always supposed to be easy, you have to admit there are times when life gets difficult and you kind of forget this rule. All too often we get caught up saying how life should or shouldn't be. And the problem with doing that is when we talk about how life should or shouldn't be, then we're missing how it actually is. But just because life isn't always easy doesn't mean we can't come up with an awesome strategy for facing the tough times. We can, if we want, look at all of our challenges and tough times as adventures. And who doesn't love a great adventure? Take control of the way you see the difficult times in your life. For help finding the adventures along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions. We'll be right back.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. Did you know that Americans paid a record $95 billion, $69 million in individual income taxes to state and local governments this past year? The data was released earlier this week. That's up $4 billion. Or 4.5%
from the amount of money that was paid in income taxes last year. So think about that. Think about the money that we are spending for federal taxes. That's up. And state and local taxes are up. Do you feel like you're getting more for your money?
No.
And so we laugh about it.
Dodge potholes? No.
Yeah.
So this is the thing that is, when you think about this, we have three taxation units, the federal government, the state government, the local government. And there are some local governments that even have income tax collections. State governments, mostly in most states, have income tax collections. But some states, I mean, in California, Jennifer, there are some cities that tax income, which is the most regressive of all taxes. This is something that when people think about it, and Rich McFadden of this program has always had it right when he said, people, the way we get paid anymore, automatic deposit and all that stuff, you don't ever look at a pay stub. You don't see how much you're paying. I mean, how many people even look at their phone bill to see the 11 different taxes that you pay for that damn phone? And then when you think about your hard-earned pay and the amount of sweat that you put into, most of you, into making a living, and then you don't look at where the money is going, you don't understand how you're being screwed 85 ways from Sunday. And this is just a perfect example. The all-time record for quarterly state and local individual income tax. This is a lot of money. We're talking about billions of dollars of money that goes to state and local governments. And what are you getting for your investment? And that's really what it is. You have worked. You have invested. You are paying. And if you buy a car or you buy something, any washing machine, you go to the store and buy food, whatever it is, you like to think you're getting something and you feel good about what you're spending your money on. It's what you like. But how many people like what they get out of government services? Most people do not. And the people who like what they get are not the ones paying for it. They're usually getting something from the government that you and I pay for that they get for nothing. And so why do we continue to take... Yesterday, Donald Trump was in Iowa with a rally, and it was all... The problem with these things, and it isn't just Trump, it's any of these people, they forget about listening. And, you know, they have these town... What do they call them? Town meetings. And the town most recent one I can think of is when John McCain had a town meeting, and then he argued and fussed and yelled at people because they were asking him questions about things that upset them.
Well, so, town halls lately have become really, really violent, especially if you're a Republican lawmaker. You had a lot of people from the resist movement who just kind of show up, and it becomes pretty contentious, actually.
Yeah,
it's definitely less. I don't think people know how to do civil discourse anymore. It's just sort of like...
And the news media is the response. Has the
yell and yell and yell, and who yells louder.
Yells louder. Right, exactly. All right, to follow that for a moment, remember last week we were talking about Scott Pelley being fired from the CBS Evening News. I think it's at the end of this month or something. He goes to full-time service at 2020. And I would not bring it up because I wouldn't give them this much attention or power, but I found this to be interesting. I don't watch the name. I don't think any of us watch the nightly news, do we? On the networks? Does anybody here watch CBS, NBC, ABC?
Occasionally, but not too often, no.
Right. So last week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, Scott Pelley takes his Wolverine voice and puts it in a commentary at the end of the newscast. And this is what he said. This is how it began. It's time to ask whether the attack on the United States Congress last week was foreseeable, predictable, and to some degree self-inflicted. So I listened to the replay of this when my attention was called to it. He talks about gunshot wounds being self-inflicted. And so I'm thinking this is at the same time we're talking about... what's his face? The interviewed by on NBC by Megan. What's the talk host's name? Adam, not Adam.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody's taking Alex Jones apart because of his speculation that the situation in Connecticut was a put-up job by the Democrats because they want more gun control, so they created the situation to kill 20 kids. So now Scott Pelley, who supposedly has a lot more credibility than Alex Jones, at least according to those in the news media, suggests on the air that the people who were shot were wounded by their own bullets, even though the shots were fired by James Hodgkinson. Mr. Pelley said that he didn't have any evidence of this, but he was suggesting that the victims of the attempted assassinations on these politicians bear the blame for motivating Hodgkinson to attack. He said, quote, "Too many leaders and political commentators who set an example for us to follow have led us into an abyss of violent rhetoric, which, it should be no surprise, has led to violence." So he's not blaming the shooter per se. He's lost his credibility because he's getting fired anyway. But you wonder what he is suggesting. How is Scalise, by the way? Is he okay? Is
that a bit upgraded to fair, I think, fair. So that's good.
Okay. So what do we think of this?
I'm confused. Wait, so he's saying that...
He's saying that the Democrats, that the Republicans shot themselves. They created the atmosphere.
I don't even know if it's about Democrats or Republicans. I think it's about this being an inside job for gun control. That this was, I mean, I guess ultimately Democrats, yes.
Yeah.
Because it was the Obama administration creating this. But look, it's the same people who said that George Bush knew about 9/11. These are conspiracy theorists. And you know what?
Yeah.
Well, it may be controversial for him to think that or whatever. He gets to think it. And you know what? He even gets to say it. That's why he has a radio show, because he says shocking things and people tune in to listen to him.
Talking about Alex Jones.
I'm talking about Alex Jones. I don't understand. I was so lost by all this hoopla. First, Megyn Kelly is doing what is an almost terrible show, trying to compete with
almost terrible.
I don't want to say it's completely terrible.
I haven't seen
new.
It, but is it bad?
Garbage.
It's okay. I mean, it's just it looks like 60 Minutes. There's nothing that makes it stand out.
Mm.
And so you have her trying to do these interviews. The first week she did Vladimir Putin. Okay, now she does Alex Jones. I think that she's the one. She and NBC are kind of blowing up. They were blowing up the controversial access of this. Otherwise, I don't think anybody would have really even tuned in to watch it. But it was cranked up all over social media. People were pulling her show off, like in Connecticut, because that's in the homeland of Sandy Hook, these different places. And I kept going, who cares what Alex Jones thinks about this? Is it unsavory? Do I agree with him? Well, yeah, it's unsavory, and no, I don't agree with him, but it's what he thinks, so fine. Let him talk about
maybe
what he thinks.
He's a creator, he's a showman. He's saying things that get attention, and people listen to him, and he sells stuff. That's what he's there, to get an audience. That's why we're all here. We're here to get an audience, however we get it. He's getting an audience the way he can get it. So Megyn Kelly's getting an audience the way she can get it. Pelley's getting an audience the way he can get it. It just is this,
well, he used
that's
to be.
Where we are. That's
he just signed off.
Business. Yeah, he signed off, all right, with that. So how is he, those of you who are news snobs, who say Alex Jones should not be believed because he's a kook, tell me the difference between what he said and what Scott Pelley said. I present to you, suggest to you, there's not much difference.
Nope. It's all about being shocking.
Yeah, that's all. Pelley is a bore. He's always been a bore. I find Alex Jones not to be a bore. He's not somebody I'd want to spend a lot of time with because he gives you a headache.
That's just the difference. But it's like having Scott Pelley say that Steve Scalise deserved to be shot is awful. But you know what?
That's what he said.
If that's what he said,
got what
then,
he deserved.
Okay, so now we get to choose. Do I listen to Alex Jones? No. Do I really listen to Scott Pelley? No. But you know what? They get to say what they want to say, and obviously some people listen to him.
Mm-hmm. All right, but Jennifer just hit the nail on the head. The essence of it all is you decide. You determine. It's your move. You don't like these things? I don't understand why anybody watches CNN. I don't hear anybody anywhere who ever says anything good about CNN. Nobody. It's the same news. So what the hell are you watching it for?
Why do you think MSNBC has had such a surge in the ratings? Those are not Fox News viewers that went to MSNBC. That's all CNN that went there.
Right.
I feel like CNN is only on in airports. That's the only time I ever really see it.
Think about how sad that is. Because CNN used to be the place when there was a disaster or something going on and you needed to get real news.
Yeah.
That's where you would go. But they've allowed themselves to be politicized. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was watching.
They hacked themselves.
I was exhausted. I came home from this event a couple nights ago, and I was trying to do a little bit of show prep, and I turned on the news to see how they were covering the Karen Handel, John Ossoff election in Georgia, right, which everybody nationally was looking at this little race in Georgia. And CNN announces that Karen Handel had won, and it was almost like someone immediately had killed the panel's dogs. I mean, there were like four of them up there. And as soon as they said that Karen Handel was the winner, their faces, like, fell because they were so ready to spin the story.
Again.
Yeah, they were so ready to spin the story that everybody hates Trump and that he won't be able to hold any of the elections during the midterm, and they were going to use this as the bellwether. And when that was taken away from them, it was like, oh, well, back to Russia. And they went back to Russia.
Oh, God, back
literally. And it's like, I get it. There could be all kinds of validation to what they're talking about. But who's going to take them seriously when in 1 minute they say, well, Karen Handel won. On to Russia collusion. I mean, can't people see what's going on? It's so crazy.
Well, why
they CNN
that's
needs it. A good plane crash again, because they love plane crashes.
No, CNN needs to go away, because they've outlived their usefulness. Ted Turner must have, when he looks at that stuff, because he created...
He must be so ticked, right?
He looks at that stuff, or he's, you know, he got so much money out of selling it to Time Warner, and it probably doesn't make any difference to him at this point. But what garbage. Oh, man, what garbage. All right, 46, almost 47 after the hour. Here's something, if you have garbage, speaking of garbage in the air in your home, you're looking for drier, healthier air, drier, cleaner air, your entire home will be better off. You will breathe better. You will live healthier if you go to dryair123.com. That's where all the ladies have gone to check this out. You go there as well. If you're desirous of having a healthier and a much more pleasant living situation, getting rid of the humidity in your home is one thing that dehumidifiers, hello, duh, that's what a dehumidifier is, takes the water out of the air. But the old style dehumidifiers require you to empty the buckets of water every day. They use a lot of electricity. You can hear that when you turn them on and watch the lights flicker. Ever done that? I was thinking about that the other day. I used to have one of these old-style dehumidifiers in the basement. And every time you'd plug it in, the lights would flicker. Because you know it's sucking electricity out of the system. Well, that's not the case anymore, because the folks at WAVE, W-A-V-E, have a moisture control unit that is free of all maintenance, including the fact that you don't have to dump the water out. It takes care of it on its own. Only a couple of pennies a day. And electric costs, you can hear it's so smooth. It doesn't go when you turn it on. It dries out. I know the ladies like it when I do this. You want me to do that again? When you turn it on. It'll dry out your basement. Dry out the crawl spaces. I used to have in the old house where I grew up, it was a stone, an old, old house, and had a crawl space. And I was the only one who was small enough to get in. So whenever there was a problem, I had to crawl back in there, and spiders and stuff. And I remember it was always wet. And so if you want to make sure that you have none of that in your home, what you need to do is go to dryair123.com, fill out the questionnaire a little bit, take you 2 minutes on the right-hand side of their homepage. Or you can, if you'd rather talk to a human being, call 888-997-WAVE, 888-997-9283 for the information on how to get rid of radon gases and toxins, other pollutants, and all the water and mess in your basement and through your home. It's indoor air quality that's superlative. Get the info. Get started. Dryair123.com or 888-997-WAVE. Breathe better. Live better. That's what this is about. This is bottom line. That's the way you fix the problem in your house. 888-997-WAVE. 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's now 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time here with Victoria before she goes away, and I and Jennifer get... That's not good English, by the way.
And I and Jennifer.
Jennifer and me. And we take on the task of Tech Talk. So this will be, for a week or so, the swan song of Victoria. And so here we have the... And this, the focus on Uber in ways annoys me. And I'm not sure why it annoys me. I don't know why it annoys me.
Don't like you use Uber?
I do, and I like them.
Mm.
But I don't see it as a tech. I just see it as a damn ride. Now, yeah, do I have to use my iPhone in order to summon the Uber car, so I guess that makes it technology.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're trying to find self-driving cars, I suppose that makes it technology.
Well, it's an app.
But for me, it's just a ride. I use these other tools to get me in there. But you think that I'm not on solid ground because it is. And I talk about this part of it, so I'm talking myself out of it, Victoria, in a way. This is a fabulous $70 billion company that's built on software and nothing else.
That's it.
They don't own anything.
Right.
It's a software company.
And I think think that we're, now that there's been such a shakeup at Uber, I think that we're going to see a better Uber emerge from all of this. And I think that Uber is, I think Lyft has enjoyed a little bit of publicity in a positive way. But I think once Uber gets recalibrated, I think they're going to be bigger than ever.
Well, they are. They're kind of like Amazon in a way. It's hard to, when you think about that kind of a ride, you think about Uber first. You don't think about Uber first.
Yep.
So tipping, what's going on with tipping?
Well, this has been something that New York kind of really pushed for, because Uber drivers, up until now, you couldn't, there was, unless you had cash on you, there was no way to tip your Uber driver. And some people, after rating the driver, if the driver has helped them with their luggage or got made sure they made it to the airport on time or whatever, there are a lot of really wonderful Uber drivers out there who go the extra mile, no pun intended, to help their customers. So a lot of people felt like tipping was an important thing that wasn't included, and it also cost Uber drivers a lot of money, whereas cab companies, you know, it's all expected that you tip. So now Uber has decided that they are going to allow people to tip using the app, and they're rolling it out in Seattle, Houston, and Minneapolis today. And it's going to hit the rest of the country there within the next month. And so now you'll have an option at the end of, after you rate your driver, you can do $1, $2, or $5 automatically, or you can do a customized amount. The most that you can tip is $100, but that would be a very long Uber ride, I would think, right? And along with Uber, with tipping, one of the other things they're going to start doing on the downside is charging riders who take more than 2 minutes to get to the car once the driver arrives. So you better be faster to get to your car.
So and all of these things would have been things started by Travis Kalanick, even though he's no longer the CEO of Uber.
I mean, I don't know if these were his ideas. The tipping thing, honestly, this came from the marketplace. This started, the drivers got together with people who were passengers who felt that it wasn't fair that Uber drivers couldn't get tipped. So this is something that I think they listened to their customers, which is good. And now this is something that customers feel better about, being able to tip them.
All right. Another, I was just talking about cars that are sort of self-driving.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow who has started all the discussion about this is the fellow that runs Tesla. The idea of having a car like that that is on autopilot all the time. If you drive a Tesla now, you can almost let it drive itself. But there are drawbacks, as we understand in the story of this man that was killed last year in the crash.
Yeah, they finally released the data, the technical data and the tech report of what happened, what the car told the computer, what happened during this crash, which led to Joshua Brown's death. He was driving a Model S Tesla, and he hit a semi at about 70 miles per hour. So the NTSB investigated the crash, and they say Brown didn't keep his hands on the wheel, despite several visual and 6 audible warnings from the car, telling him, put your hands on the wheel, take over again. He didn't. The car was in autopilot mode for 37 minutes, which is a long time. And during that time, the car detected that Brown's hands were only on the wheel for 25 seconds of 37 minutes.
So
that's a big problem.
So he created the situation in which he died. He killed himself.
Unfortunately, it sounds like he was pretty much responsible.
Yeah. So that leaves, that I suppose in a sense, gets the Tesla off the hook. Where people say these are dangerous. I think it's dangerous, but it's also irresponsible. If you know something's going on, duh. Why don't you take over this?
Right.
And you'd be that stupid. That's
right.
Basically, the guy was out to lunch. It's 59 after the hour.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.